pull that thing off today. A bunch of backups and second teamers who haven't played all year. How are you going to do that today?
Yeah, I think that, you know, from the start of the week of practice, I thought that the guys that were going to probably get an opportunity practiced great from the start of the week, and it continued throughout Saturday. Their prep was awesome. They know that this opportunity doesn't come along very often, and, you know, I thought we played pretty good. Yeah, my preparation didn't change at all. Never does. I have a great routine that I have going. Sort of got it when I was with Drew and Sean in New Orleans, and I've stuck with it and showed that, hey, you know, when I actually play it, it works a little bit. So felt like I was seeing the ball, seeing the field well. And, you know, like Coach was saying at the beginning of the week, you know, he wasn't sure what he was going to do. I found out yesterday that I was going to play. You know, he said, you know, everyone be ready to play. But, you know, for me, it didn't change anything mentally.
What do you tell yourself, though, when you're going to bed the night before the game, you know you're starting for the
NFL game? Yeah. Get some sleep. You know, just get some rest, shut eye. I slept about as good as I have last night this whole season. Just was confident, you know. For me, my preparation bred a little bit of confidence. And, you know, we came up a little short, but I love the way that our young guys, the guys that hadn't played very often at all, battled against now a playoff team.
As the game, you had a near pick six.
Yes.
And then you came right back and hit that pass to Jenkins. I mean, did that kind of send a message that you guys were going to be in this game and you take the lead?
I just think it was the next play up mentality, you know. It was wasn't the best read on mine. We actually had a screen called in that play. Probably should have thrown the screen. They brought pressure. Felt like I could get it in. Bad idea. But, you know, we moved on, and the next play was a 48-yarder, or the two other plays was 48-yarder to AJ. So it was good for the confidence for everyone. Hey, we can move the ball here. I thought we started exceptionally well. I thought we ended the half really well. We came out a little slow in the third quarter, but really picked it up at the end when we needed it the most, and, you know, was, you know, just this far away from pulling it out. Yeah, I mean, it's just one game, you know. For me, you know, like I said, the real season starts really tomorrow. You know, we could be playing on Saturday. We're not sure where we're playing. So, like I said, it was good, personally, secretly, to play a little bit. And it was good to get those guys some reps because down the road, you know, a non-healthy team is going to win the Super Bowl. And you don't know when your number's going to be called. And so for guys to get playing time like they did today against a game that the Chargers absolutely needed, we got their best shot. And for them to step up and play the way they did, I mean, I couldn't be more proud. I don't know what they believe in. I know that what we believe in, and that's what I'm worried about, and we're ready to go for the Colts. Yes. They played so well up front. That was the first thing I did when I got in to the locker room was go up to all the front three guys that just really hadn't played. You know, Rock, Rashaw, and Kush, I mean, those guys are some young pups now. And to get thrown into the fire on the road in a playoff environment, I mean, to tell you, this was a playoff environment today. The way they played, giving up one sack, and I'd almost put that on me. I think we only, you know, one sack. It was unbelievable. The time I had, you know, Coach Reed called some downfield throws at the end of the game. We needed it, and we needed them to step up. We needed them in the run game, and I think they did that. Yeah, no, I think we saved those last three plays, man. I was just waiting for the call because those worked, you know, really well in practice this week. We got into a couple slot formations, a 3-by-1 slot formation, and just a normal slot formation, and was able to do a little play action with it and keep their backers set so our guys could get up on the second level. And they're, you know, the whole game they're playing cover three, cover six, cover three, cover six, you know, blitzing here, blitzing there. They do a lot of stuff up front, and for those guys, especially up front, to handle that really gave me a lot of time and the receivers a lot of time to work their routes.
You really looked them off on the pass to Dexter. I think that
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little play action pass, and you know, my whole thing was keep Weddle in the middle of the field as much as possible. He's a ball hawk. He's a Troy Polamalu type guy, and you just really have to be aware of where he's at all times. And you know, for the most part, I think we did that well today. You know, I got some reps in practice during the week, but you know, last night it became a little bit more clear that I was probably going to go and get my first start, and you know, hopefully next time we can get a win. But you know, we're not even worried about this. This game right now is buried for us. We're focused on the Colts.
Okay, guys.
Thanks guys. Thanks.